Welcome to Torah Imecha Machshava, Cultivating Connection with the OU Women's Initiative. Cultivating Connection is dedicated by Suzette and Michelle Allen and family in memory of Paul and Ilse Besch and Gabriella Besch Allen of Munich, Germany, and in memory of the Louvre family of Pasewalk, Germany. May their neshamos each have an aliyah as we learn together. My name is Tzivi Zuckerman, and today we're continuing our exploration of our current theme, Connection with Hashem. Last time, we spoke about how different mitzvos create different kinds of connection. But today, I want to go a little deeper, because the secret of connection isn't only in the details of each mitzvah. It's actually embedded in the very definition of a mitzvah itself. At its core, a mitzvah rests on one foundational idea, mitzuvah va'osa, that we are commanded by Hashem. We're not volunteer Jews. And that commandment, absolute, unchanging, and coming from above, is actually the framework for all connection. Our task is to nullify ourselves before Hashem by obeying his commandments. Now, you might be thinking, hold on, I came here to hear beautiful ideas about connection. I know I'm commanded, but that doesn't feel as inspiring. And if you have a strong streak of independence, like I do, there's probably a small part of you that instinctively pulls back when you hear that kind of language. We all have that, you know, inner teenager. The stronger your approach, the stronger the resistance. We like to volunteer, to take credit, to shape our own identity. The pasuk, the verse in Devarim 29:18, calls this shriras halev, the heart insisting, I'll do things my way. We hold on pretty tightly to this myth of independence because it's uncomfortable to feel dependent. If we're dependent, then we owe someone. And most of us would rather feel like we're in charge, doing what we want, how we want, and when we want. But this is actually the great human struggle, going all the way back to Adam Rishon. The number one question has always been, can I truly submit to Hashem's will? Can I act without ulterior motives, without needing credit, without pretending that I'm in control of my life, my wealth, my health, my circumstances? That's not easy. We want control, and we want our voice to matter. I once asked my high school students for their reactions to the words needy and dependent. You should have seen them cringe. They were practically tripping over themselves to explain why they recoil from those words. And honestly, none of us love that feeling of neediness. So we want connection, but we also want independence. We want to feel close to Hashem, but we struggle with that intense commitment and humbling dependence on Hashem. Now here's the catch. When we try to build connection with ourselves or with others outside of the framework of Torah, we really limit ourselves. Without mitzvos, without the sense of a yoke placed on us from above, the ego quietly takes over. We become self-centered, we forget we're limited, we forget we're dependent, we become absorbed in what we think and we want. And that mindset inevitably leads to zaras, that self-absorbed disconnection that spills into every relationship. And once ego takes the wheel, conflict is never far behind. You see it in politics, in families, in marriages, in communities. Even our best intentions in relationships can become self-centered if they're not imposed on us from above. A lot of secular relationship books, which I personally enjoy and benefit from, still operate with the underlying message. Do this so you'll have a better relationship, you'll have more pleasure, you'll have better mental health. The goal isn't inherently altruistic, it's still me-focused. And the same is true for interconnection. If there's no belief in a higher power, then yes, therapy and self-help can give amazing tools, but without the imperative to work on midos, the ego still runs the show. Take gaiva, for example, haughtiness in all its subtle forms. It distorts our view of ourselves, and it inflates our sense of importance that we hold this image of ourselves that's really an illusion. And that means that we're disconnected from who we truly are. So in that case, we can't be truly aligned with ourselves and we can't experience real inner compassion or connection. And of course, if the ego is dominant, there's no room for Hashem. There's no space for another. But when we accept mitzvos because we're commanded, something shifts. That acceptance humbles us and reminds us where everything we have truly comes from. It cultivates a healthy sense of dependence. Not the weak, needy kind, but the grounding, truthful kind. And here's the beautiful part. The very thing that humbles us, the mitzvah, is also the source of our deepest sense of value. Because mitzvos don't just take us down a notch, they tie us to our spiritual source. Life is constantly changing, but when we sense that in every situation we're connected to the source of all existence, that fills us with meaning and worth. Every mitzvah becomes a reminder that the creator of the universe wants me as his partner in connection. That's an unbelievable source of dignity and self-worth. One of the greatest struggles of our generation is a crisis of worthiness. Therapists work hard to help people reclaim their inner worth, and that's wonderful. It's a great thing. But I sometimes wonder, in a worldview without Hashem, where does that worth come from? If humans are here by some accident of molecules colliding and spawning a human being through a process of natural selection, then why is a human more worthy than a cow? Or a rock, for that matter? It's ironic, but it's true. The ability to humbly accept Hashem's will as the absolute truth is actually the foundation of a lofty sense of internal value and worth. As Revolba puts it, hisbatlus, self-nullification, and romimus, elevated self-worth, come down from heaven intertwined. Once we recognize that ego and the illusion of independence are what block connection, we can gently step off our pedestal and make room for Hashem. And in that space, we can feel that inner worth blossom. Every mitzvah, saying a bracha, lighting Shabbos candles, becomes a moment to lean into that humility, that value, and that closeness with Hashem. So here's our invitation. Choose one mitzvah and use it to practice that dual awareness, humility and worth, dependence and connection. Let that mitzvah be your quiet way of saying, Hashem, I'm yours, and I matter because I'm yours. Thank you for learning together.